So in my ongoing exploration of how it is that theater artists can make a living doing the thing we do, I'm talking now to my friend Judy Jackson, who is a costume designer and a teacher of costume design, and has now branched into the brave new world of online teaching. Correct. Is that right? Have I said it right?
Yes, it's correct. That's very true. And I also teach in fashion design, too, because that's another way to make money.
And that's why the drinks are on you tonight, because you are just rolling in it now, right?
I'm so rolling in it as a public school community college teacher. Absolutely. You betcha.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or tablet or phone. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 427, Designers Getting Craftsy. Valentine's Day is this weekend, so I wanted to talk this week about things we love, or more specifically, getting paid for doing things we love. Because as we all know, the art of theater is getting paid for it. When I was in California last December, I talked with my old friend Judy Jackson, who's begun teaching online courses at craftsy.com and is apparently having terrific success. It's always been interesting to me because, all right, so we've known each other for a long time here in the San Francisco Bay Area. And when we, you know, 30 years ago, several decades ago, you know, when those of us were doing community theater or semi-professional theater, you were often doing the theater too, but you were often getting paid as a designer, because designers and directors get paid, but the actors don't. So you've always managed somehow to get paid doing what you do.
Yes.
So given that,
it's very true.
It is very true. How, given that, why did you go into theater? Let's start there. Why did you go into it? Go into a business where it's so hard?
Well, I was always a theater geek like all of us, and I actually wanted to be a performer. Mm-hmm.
And you were, in fact.
Not on a paid basis at all, because there's a million people who want to be performers, and most of them are way better than me, and most of them aren't making a living either.
Yeah. That's really true.
But I learned my lesson actually freshman year of high school when I first tried out for the school play, not understanding the basic rule of high school theater, which is freshmen don't get to do squat.
Right, right. But they'll be ensemble and they'll like it.
That's right. And that's exactly what happened in that very first play. I was in the ensemble, but the director said, "I understand you sew. Could you be our costume designer?" And I said, "Yeah, sure, whatever, okay, you know." And
did you sew at that time, or did he know that?
Yes, he knew that, and so I became the costume designer my freshman year in the theater company, in the high school theater, and that was a lesson that I learned very early, that I could do better. I was more needed backstage than I was on stage.
There were people who were better than you maybe on stage, but there weren't as many people better than you or as good as you backstage.
Well, that's probably true.
Okay.
Yeah, you put it that way, Austin. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. and yet along the way, you got teaching jobs. You segued into that. Was that difficult? Was because that's two things: designing clothes, designing costume, working with a creative team, and getting up in front of a bunch of students and explaining how that goes. That's two different things. That's part of your performance background, isn't it?
It totally is. Again, I realized that I couldn't make it necessarily a living as an actor, but I could get paid to stand in front of a captive audience and force them to listen to me and believe everything that I said.
Or at least pretend to believe, because, because they wanted a grade.
That's okay. I can pretend like I know everything. They can pretend like they believe me, and together we have a wonderful synergistic experience, so it works well.
Is one of these things more rewarding to you than the other? I mean, if you, a gun to your head, if you had to choose between designing or teaching, could you choose?
Oh, that's a heavy question. I, as as much as I wish I had either had a full-time teaching job or a regular full-time gig at a theater company, in a way, the fact that I've kind of cobbled together a living, I've gotten to have the best of both worlds, except as far as my accountant would be concerned.
Right.
At this stage of my life, I would be getting to the point where teaching is easier because theater is stressful, and especially designing and building a show with a deadline that you can't alter.
Yeah.
It's a lot of all-nighters, and it's physically demanding. And
I mean, ideally, you don't have to make that choice because the one, I'm assuming the one feeds the other.
Yes, absolutely. No, it really does. It really does. And creatively, it would have been wonderful to just have a career as a costumer. But I think no matter what, at this point, I probably would be phasing more into teaching because, you know, when you know something and you love it, you want to share it. And it turned out I'm good at it, at doing just that.
Well, and that segues nicely into the thing you're doing now. So explain this thing you do. And it's not Etsy. I got that wrong. It's Craftsy. So what is it?
Say.
It's Craftsy.com, which is actually not that easy to say.
No, it's not.
Everybody, it's craft with an S-Y at the end.
Okay.
It's craftsy.com. And I'm guessing that they got the name from Etsy, or, you know, it's kind of an offshoot.
It's like crafts-ish, but it's craftsy.
Craftsy.com. And they've been around for actually just a few years now, maybe 3-4, you know, which is ancient history and in technology.
Yeah.
And they began, oddly enough, they began teaching by offering courses in motorcycle maintenance online. And then one of the founders, his wife was a quilter, and he realized that she was going to all these kind of quilting shows and things and said, man, we could sell a lot more classes if we taught stuff about quilting. We're not selling that many classes about motorcycle maintenance.
Interesting.
And so they kind of reworked it and rebranded themselves and realized that that there's a large do-it-yourself movement.
Mm-hmm.
In the country, maker fairs and all of these things, and people who are really interested in learning how to do things themselves. And so they created this company teaching really a wide range, I was surprised, a wide range of courses, hands-on from gardening to lots of sewing and as well as quilting and knitting and baking and cooking and all kinds of things.
And so it's craftsy.com.
Yes.
And these are online courses. So the person signs up for these classes and then watches these videos, right? Is that how it works?
Yeah. You buy a class and then it's yours for life. And you can rewind and watch as often as you want. And again, it was started by people who are techies. It was started here in the Bay Area originally. And so they have a wonderful setup already worked out in terms of interactive aspects of it. So unlike just watching a YouTube video, because that's exploded too in terms of do-it-yourself, people ask questions of the teacher, and the teachers, you have to reply. You know, so there's this interactive aspect of it.
But it's not live teaching.
No. We film. I work my butt off for a couple of days, and then I get to kind of sit back and reap the rewards. Royalties, Austin. No, royalties.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
But what exactly are you teaching?
Well, they came to me, which was wonderful.
They found you. How did they find you?
They found me because one of my colleagues, who is well-known in the do-it-yourself area, had already taught a Craftsy class.
Okay.
And they knew a topic that they needed.
Okay.
And went to her and said, can you teach this? And she said, no, but I know the person who can. And they called me.
Okay.
And I knew who they were. Fortunately, I'd already I bought some patterns and stuff from them. I knew about them, and it's like wonderful. And the class that they asked me to teach, it was actually a class that I do teach at the college, and it's called Creating a Custom Dress Form. It's very specific. Most of their classes are very limited, very specific, because they don't want them to be more than about 2 hours total.
Okay.
And this is the kind of thing that we do in our business, where you build out a dress form so it looks like somebody.
Okay.
Like in the opera, in costume shops in the opera, those highly paid opera stars make the routes around, you know, the various opera houses. They're there for 2 days before the show starts. The only way the costume costumers can get their costumes built is if they have a dress form padded out to be a double for that person.
So a form is not a dress. A form is the body, is the person that you're dressing.
That's it's like a mannequin.
Okay.
It's like a mannequin. It's a dress form. Anybody who's watched
Project Runway.
Thank you.
I watch Project Runway.
There
this is how I know.
Then you know exactly what a dress form is because
okay.
as soon
it's just
as
that thing.
It's that thing,
okay.
and they start taking fabric and they drape on it, right? And then
right.
hopefully the model fits. And as you know, if you watch Project Runway, half the time they don't. But you can make one of those for yourself, and it could be your own body measurements. And this is something I've been doing for years, and I'm good at it. And they asked me to teach a class in it, and I went and I did it, and it was an awful lot of fun, and it was a need they needed because the class is selling like hotcakes.
That's great. I mean, that's such a see. This is the thing that blows my mind. It's just
blows my mind too.
I mean, teaching online. All right, I sort of get that. You know, there are people who pay for that. Okay, great. There are people who would pay to watch an online course about making a dress form. That seems so crazily specific.
Well, it has to be specific.
Yeah.
Because, again, people want to, you know, they want to get in and get the knowledge and get out.
Yeah.
And
nicely played.
I'm Robert Siegel, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Always smart, often funny, and invariably brief.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Our 81-city UK and Ireland tour of the complete history of Comedy Abridged continues this week with performances in Inverness, Stirling, Middlesbrough, Bromsgrove, and Shrewsbury, then continues around the countries to Nottingham, Barnsley, Loughborough, Tewkesbury, Milton Mowbray, Yeovil, Chatham, Worthing, Canterbury, Bedford, Neathport, Talbot, Newtown, Hedge End, Stourport, Cardiff, Hemel Hempstead, Lincoln, Peterborough, Harlow, Christchurch, Andover, Colchester, Hartford, Hereford, High Wycombe, Swindon, Cardigan, Brecon, Flaneth, Camberley, Grantham, Harrogate, Solihull, Ludlow, Exeter, Galway, Newton Abbey, Downpatrick, Derry/Londonderry, Westacre in Norfolk, Wakefield, Barnstable, Blackwood, Chipping Norton, Pershore, Hounslow, Basingstoke, Guildford, Tenterden, Banbury, Derby, Bolton, Wolverhampton, Worcester, Dumfries, Stranraer, and Oxford. We will also have a few dates in the U.S. later this spring, plus more U.S. dates this summer and fall, which will be added to our website as soon as we nail them down. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office, venue, and ticket information.
Now, I'm used to being a college teacher and taking a full semester to explain something, but very few people want that kind of commitment of time.
Right.
2 hours is, you know, and again, they don't have to do the 2 hours all at once, but that's, you know, you don't want something that is more specific, you know,
right.
more general, I should say, that would require a longer take. You want to have something that a person's really specifically interested in, and that just happens to be one of them. And they did come back. They liked me enough. I came back, and I taught a second course for them, too.
So if I'm understanding correctly, you took a longer class and reduced it.
Yes, I did, Austin.
Boom.
I took a page out of the RSC book.
That's fantastic. how great would it be if I could get Tim Gunn to do this week's celebrity blurb? You're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Make it work.
It would be great.
So I was kidding, but you did.
You took.
It would take you, what, a term to teach
well,
on this?
No, this particular course is a short course, but I usually teach it over 3 days for 6 hours a day, you know.
Okay.
Of course, I work with the students, you know, individually when I do this, but I did have to reduce it to be sure.
Well, and so you say that they've asked you to do a second course now.
They did.
So
yes.
And what's that going to be, or can you say?
I can totally say it's another really specific topic about developing and designing patterns for knit garments. So like T-shirts and sweaters and leggings and pants. Designing and developing a basic pattern set that you can use for making your own knit garments.
I'm guessing. I'm guessing because you told me before we started recording that they were lucky to get you because of your performance abilities, right? Because they film these things, right?
Right.
So how did that go?
It was exceedingly tense and yet tons and tons of fun.
Had you done much camera work?
Not much camera work, no. I mean, obviously, I'm used to stage work, yeah. And I'm used to being in front of... I don't mind, you know, extemporizing. I can talk off the top of my head for ages.
Yeah.
But they've got their system so well set up. They actually have a talent coach who calls you and talks to you about the studio setup and how to handle the cameras and how they particularly film things. And she was a high school drama teacher, I should throw in there.
Wow.
That talent coach.
How can people find your course? For all the single digit number of people who listen to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast who want to build their own dress forms
or whatever,
yeah. Where can they find your class?
Well, they find it at craftsy.com, and they can look at for Judy Jackson, because you can search by my name.
Okay.
And you know, that would be wonderful. It's a lot of fun.
It's a brave new world, kind of.
Well, it is a brave new world, and I've really enjoyed, this process. And it's hard work, but it's kind of addictive, and I kind of want to do a third one.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. If you're interested in taking Judy's courses, follow the links on our website to get them for half off. Tell them the RSC podcast sent you. Then send us your craftsy abilities via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews of this podcast on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, ReducedShakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, fashion guru Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Jane from Didcot. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to the next best thing to Tim Gunn, Robert Siegel from National Public Radio. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener for 127 1280 firsts of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Well, I'm impressed. You're making money online, and I'm doing a podcast for free. So somebody has figured this out, and it isn't me.
Yeah, but I have a feeling you still probably have a bigger audience. I still got to work on building my audience.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less.
So much less.